Okay, today is Micha Perek Dalet, and we are here in the middle of Sefer Micha, and here he talks about positive elements to the future. He talks about Yimos HaMashiach, unlike the previous Prakim, which was all about Korban and destruction. Here, Micha, on a brighter note, right after the end of Perek Gimel, where he was the first one, as we have mentioned, to mention Korban Beis HaMikdash, right after that he gives Nechama. And talks about what's going to be in the future when HaKadosh Baruch Hu again brings us back. Different mafarshim talking about, is this about Bayi Sheni or Pashtun, this is about Yemos HaMashiach itself, and the entire parak is about that, even though there could be a couple of psukim towards the end, which gets back to daily life then, and the tshuva that Am Yisrael has to do. So again, the first part of the parak, the first six psukim, five psukim, are kim'at verbatim from Yeshayo Perek Beis. Kimat verbatim, a slight differences between the two, but remember, Micha was a Talmud of Yeshayahu, and Yeshayahu received a Nevuah, and Micha received a similar Nevuah. There are slight differences based on the fact that the Gemara says, right, the Radak says this here, that every Navi is misnabe in their own way. And if there are two Nevi'im that say exactly the same thing with the same words, harai that they're Nevi'ei Sheker. And the Gemara says that elsewhere. And the Psukim talk about that that elsewhere. But that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Peites of an Aleph, that Amr Yitzchak Signon Echad Ole Lakama Nevi'im Ve'ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnabin Besignon Echad. Because all the Nevi'im take their Nevuah and then they, you know, say it over in a way that a mushpa from who they are and their background and how they receive the nevuah, all different ways. But everybody is, all nevi'im add their own personal touch, so to speak, to the way that they express the nevuah. And that is why Yeshayahu and Micha have slight differences between the two. Remember, Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about this idea in contrast to Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of Parshas Matos, where the Pasuk says there's Zeh HaDavar, and Rashi quotes there that Moshe Rabbeinu said, was Misnabe B'Ko'amar Hashem, Kachatzos HaLayla, and the other Nevi'im also were Ko'amar Hashem, but Moshe Rabbeinu was unique in that he also said Zeh HaDavar. What's the chilek between Zeh HaDavar? So that's the difference, says Rabbi Yaakov, V'Aniro Li DeBe'emes Matzinu, the Gemara that we just said, Shenevi'ei Emes, Ein Shei Nevi'im Misnabe Misnabe Echad, that two Nevi'im aren't Misnabe with the same words. Umizeh hevin Yehoshaphat b'Nevi'ei Achav she'em Nevi'ei Emes. That's how Yehoshaphat realized that the Nevi'im of Achav weren't truthful, because they were saying the exact same thing. But shouldn't that be the opposite? The Nevi'ei Emes shekiblu mimakar echad ha'elam lomar b'lashen echad. Shouldn't it be the opposite if you think about it? Nevi'ei Emes that got from the same source, it should be exactly the same. But Nevi'ei Sheker should all be different. Venerally, and says the Rabbi Yaakov, no. To be Emes Amr Chazal say in brachas kishem shepart sufei ha'adam einan domin zem lazeh kachin do seo seon shavo. If two people are telling us the same thing, they have to express it differently. If you ask somebody, is somebody rich? It depends on that person. If somebody is wise, it depends on the person, as we spoke about Shochad. If we see here from two people, two exactly the same words, Bavanda, you know one of them is lying. One of them is a copy. The personal elements is part. Umar imlo lanavi esha chizayon, the hanavi mabio lefi kochosav etchuniyosav. The navi expresses it based on his own kochos and personality. Masha'en kein Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is shechina madeberes bitok grona. Moshe doesn't add his own ishiyut to the Torah that he gets. Shemasalonu asat Torah bezed davar mamish ki kabbalah so beli ezish tatvusom ishiyusor pratit el kadosh baruch hu medaber migrono shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So that is very, very different, and that's why zeh hadavar is used. Moshe Rabbeinu zeh hadavar always represents clarity. And as Dafka said in the context of nedarim, there at the beginning of Parshas Matos, says Rabbi Yaakov, because nedarim is something that we feel is adding on. I can add on an aveira. I can say this piece of the meat is aser to me. So you could add on. So one might think that Moshe Rabbeinu added on. Dafka here, it teaches us that Hadavar, Moshe Rabbeinu did not add anything onto the Torah. So with that, we start the parak again. V'haya ba'achris hayamim. These will be familiar for the beginning of Yeshayo, one very famous pasuk, as we will see. So this is said again right after the nevuah of the Chorban at the end of the previous parak. We have these words that are similar. And the Giv Nechama. V'ibachros ha'yamem v'yiyah har beis Hashem nachon b'roshe arim. The har beis Hashem will be nachon, will be set and prominent on the top of the mountains. V'niso mikvaos, and it will be lifted up from all the other mountains. V'naharu alav amim. And all the nations of the world will stream towards the beis HaMikdash. Stream to the beis HaMikdash. What do you mean nachon b'roshe arim? The Radak says doesn't mean it will be physically taller. It just means that all the other nations will raise it up in their minds. Lo sheyia ha'hara hu gavoa begufo mimasha haya, ela ritzono lomar sha'goyim yinas'uhu v'yichabduhu v'yavo la'avod bo l'shem Hashem. That's what the Radak says, and that's the Pashtus. That's not going to be physically different. If you look in the Rinas Yitzchak, he quotes fascinatingly from the Medrash. The Medrash that some might have heard of, the Medrash tells us in Tanchuma, the end of Parshas Vayera, shemitchila haya makom amok. Originally, the place where Har HaMoriah was and is was a valley. Once Hashem decided to build a mikdash there, Amar ein derech melech lishkon be'emek shelo b'makom gavoa u'ma'ala u'miyupa v'nira lakol miyad ramas HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'svivo sa'emek sheyiskabsu aharim l'makom echad la'asos makom hashchina. That it was raised up, became a mountain. When Har HaMoriah was created, it was not a mountain, it became a mountain when the Shechina was going to reside there. And based on that, the Brisker Rav says, that's what we say in Zmiros on Shabbos Day, Elohim tein b'midbar har. Hashem put in the midbar a har when it was time for him to rest his presence there. Rak acharei sha'amakom yi'asa har efshar livnos ala beis ha'mikdash. And maybe that's what the Pasuk is talking about here. Yehar beis Hashem nachon. The har is nachon, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash would be able to reside there. So a little different, very different from the Radak. So again, at that time, there's going to be the Beis HaMikdash will be on top of the mountain and all the nations will stream towards there. V'halchu goyim rabim v'amru l'chu v'na'alel ar Hashem. They will all say, they'll all be inspired to go to ar Hashem. V'al Beis Elokei Yaakov and to the house of Elokei Yaakov. Why Dafke Elokei Yaakov? Why will they say Yaakov and not the others? So again, that's the Gemara in Pesachim. Rashi quotes it back in Yeshayahu, in the second verse where this comes up. That's Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Pechasim on Aleph, where the Gemara talks about how each of the Avos referred to the Makom HaMikdash. Lo Ka'Avraham. I'm Reb Elazar. Start with the beginning. My dechsev v'halcha amim rabim v'amru luchu v'nalel har Hashem el beis Elokei Yaakov. Again, the pasuk both in Yeshayahu and Micha. Elokei Yaakov v'lo Elokei Avraham v'Yitzchak. Ella lo ka Avraham shekasev bohar shenemar asher yomar hayom bahar Hashem yira'eh. Not like Avraham who called it a mountain. V'lo ki Yitzchak shekasev bo sadeh shenemar v'yitzeh Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. Elokei Yaakov shekaro bayis, like Yaakov who called it a bayis shenemar v'yikra Hashem amakom ahu. Base L. He called it Base L, so that's the one that's used here. The Ketushas Levi writes on Parshas Vayetze, based on this Gemara, Har v'sadeh eino makom, einam makom l'dira kfua. A mountain in the field, that's not a place to set up for a permanent residence. Zeo Avraham, Shiasimenu Yishmael, V'Yitzchak, Shiasimenu Esav, Shadayin lo nishlam lemu habirurim, lo haisal ashchina kadosha, makom kavua lishror sham, aval b'yakov, Shaisa midaso shlema, then there could be a kavua bias for the Shechina, and that's why Dafka Yaakov is used. So again, the nations will come and stream towards the Beis HaMikdash, and they will say, Luchu ben al har Hashem el Beis el kei Yaakov, v'yoreinu midrachav, and he will teach us from his ways. V'nelcha barachosav, and we will go in his orachos. Ki mitzion teisei Torah udvar Hashem mirushalayim. So again, unclear whether that pasuk postures that that's being said by the goyim. Ki mitzion teisei Torah udvar Hashem mirushalayim. Others, the Radak says, no, those are the words of the Navi. What the nations will say, will feel and recognize, but the pasuk itself is not said by the Navi. But that's a discussion exactly. Pashas, who's v'yareinu midrachav? So the Mitzvah of it says, it's talking about Hashem. Hamakom yelamed otano ayde yud'ei Torah. But, says the Radak, it's talking about Mashiach. Mashiach will be the one that will be the greatest teacher. V'yareinu midrachav, we will learn from his ways. V'nel chabarachosav, not just in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alachta midrachav, which is the first pshat, the Mitzvah of David. But the second pshat is talking about Mashiach. That's what the Radak says here. And maybe that's what the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shuva, where the Rambam says, we mentioned this back in Yeshayahu also, an amazing line of the Rambam towards the end of Hilchos Shuva in Perek Tes. All this is why the Nevi'im and the Chachamim desired Yemos HaMashiach. Kadesh Yanuchu Mimalchus Harisha Shein HaManechas Lan LiYisrael LaAsok B'Torah V'Mitzvos Kohokan, so that the evil governments will be removed that don't let us serve Hashem. V'Yimtzu Lahen Margoa V'Yirbu B'Chachma Kadesh Yizku L'Chai Olam Haba. And it will be Ragua and Shalva. At that time, they'll just be Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the same pasuk he ends off Mishnah Torah with. V'nemar, v'lo yilmudu ishas achiv ishas re'eo v'chul, v'lo nemar v'asirosi esleva evi mipsarchem, v'pnei she'oso ha'melech, she'yamon mizera David, that king that will be brought up from the Zera of David, Baal Chachma yiyya yeser mishlomo. He will be smarter from Shlomo HaMelech. The Navi Gadol Hu Karov Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Be it a great Navi. Our Girsa here in the Frankel is Mimoshe. On the side it quotes a Girsa of Eitzel Rabbeinu. Leficha, but either way, it'll be a greater Chacham than Yashlomo. And it can't be a greater Navi than Moshe, but it'll be in Moshe's league. Leficha, Yelame Kala Adam, V'yora Osam Derech Hashem. He'll teach everybody, V'yavo Kala Gaim L'Shamo. And everybody will come to hear him. Shenemar V'ayav Achras HaYamim quotes our Pasuk. Nachon Yer Beis Hashem, Barosh Harim, V'gomer, V'sof Aschar Kulo, V'atova Achrona She'in Lahefsek V'lagiron, Hichaye Ha'olam Haba. So the Rambam says, based on this Pasuk here in Yishayahu, those are what we are looking for. V'shafat bein amim rabim, and he, Pashtus Hashem, or Mashiach, let's say Mashiach, according to the Radak, he will judge between all the nations, v'ochiech lo goyim atzumim ad rachok, and he will give them tochacha, v'kitzu charvoseim li'itim, and therefore, there won't be any war, any fight, so they'll change their swords into plowshares, v'chani soseim l'mazmeros, lo yisu goy al goy cherev, lo yilmadu od milchamam, there won't be any more war. The Malbim goes through how each one of these phrases is talking about another reason why war usually takes place, and Mashiach will take care of all of those reasons. All of those reasons. For us, says the Malbim, Yevotlu Hasibo Sheba Avuram Yilchamu Goy Begoy Umimalka Memlacha Lamlacha. They'll all be removed. Shelefamim Ta'amod Milchama Besibos Chilakadasa Emuna. Sometimes there's a religious fight. Va'az mitzion teitzei Torah klalit lukulam. Everybody will realize the same source. There won't be any fighting of religion. Ulefamim tamod milchama aydei dinu dvarim sheish bein am la'am shazacheref tachria b'divrei ribosam. Usually, if a fight, a political fight, so they'll go to war. Va'az yishpod haMashiach bein amim rabim. No, he'll judge. Ule, and therefore he'll come to a maskana. Ulefamim tamod mered b'medina atzma. Within a country, there's a fight. Al ze amar sha'az. He'll take care of all the reasons, and therefore there won't be any problem. If you look at the Rinas Yitzchak, he also discusses here on this pasuk. He quotes that towards the end of this piece, that we know that the Rambam tells us there's not going to be any differences in Hanhagas Ha'ola, right? The Rambam passing like Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Olam Haba, Ela Shibin Malchus Belvad, but is war going to change? Why should war change? So the answer is that he quotes from the Salvechik dynasty that really the natural state of affairs in the world is peace. It's just that when there's lack of clarity of what's supposed to be, then there's war. But once the Olam is Mesnaig al Pi Torah totally, so then there won't be any war Memela, but that'll be the natural state. It won't be something miraculous. It'll be the natural state because there won't be any fighting, and therefore there won't be any war between the warring parties. Also, interesting, it says here that the nations are going to learn, are going to Mitzion Teise Torah, right? What Talmud Torah LaNachrim? So again, it's a big topic that we discussed at other times. Is it just about the Sheva Mitzvos? Is it about Emunah? Is it about the Torah Shebech Saver? Is it Torah Shebal Peh? Right? Many different aspects of that sugya. But we continue. V'yashvu ish tachas gafru v'tachas teinaso v'im achrin. And at that time when Mashiach comes, everyone will sit under their vine and under their fig tree, and there won't be anything to be scared of. Ki pi Hashem tzvakos tiber, Hashem will be in charge. Ki kol amim yelchu ish b'shem alokav v'anachnu neilech b'shem Hashem alokinu l'olam v'ed. Every nation will follow b'shem alokav. And we will go b'shem Hashem. What does that mean? What do you mean b'shem Elokav? So the Radak says, and the other Mepharshim say it means, they have gone with their Elokav, with their gods, with their Elohav, up until now, but we have always been loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we have been in Galus, but they have gone with their gods up until then. Or it just means, Ish b'shem Elohav. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It just means they have their way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have our way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nachon ele b'shem HaShem Elokeinu Olam Va'ed. Rav Soloveitchik, decades ago, right, this was a big discussion whether there was allowed to be any type of conversation between different religions. So Rav Soloveitchik felt that there can be a discussion between them, but not about theological issues. About, you know, tikkun ha'olam and helping the poor and issues that connect various religions, but not in a religious way. So if you look in Reflections of the Rav in the first volume, page 176-177, he quotes this pasuk of Micha, and he quotes that you could come together, but everybody has their own, no discussion of theology, right? No discussion. He says, everybody, yelchu ish b'shem alakav, everybody have their own way. V'anachnu, and we have our way. He writes, the areas of joint concern should be outer directed to combat the secularism, materialism, and atheistic negation of religion and religious values which threaten the moral underpinnings of our society. Right, the fact that our society is becoming so morally corrupt, okay, that you can talk about, because that brings together. As far as religion is concerned, we should be guided by the words of Micha. Let all people walk, each one in the name of its God, and we shall walk in the name of the Lord, our God, forever and ever. Our approach, right, and has to be that we have our way. Again, however you understand this, I can't be talking about they're going to follow their other gods, but when Mashiach comes, Avodah Zarah, there's not going to be any Avodah Zarah them, but in their own way. Bayomahu, we continue to Mashem. Osva Hatzolei, Hashem says at that time, when this talking about Pashtus, Kibbutz, Golios, I will gather in those that are limping. The Radak says that Am Yisrael is called limping after such a long galus. Yisrael shem begalus kecholim vatzolaim vakoavim kimishu betzara heukilu tzoleya, says the Radak. So osva tzoleya, will gather in those that are limping, vahanidacha akabetza, and those that are nidach, those that are far away, maybe the ten shvatim, I will gather in, vaasher hari osi, and to those that I have called caused evil. Somewhat of an unusual pasuk. I have caused evil because of their actions. Obviously, as Rashi says, "Vosam shariyosi lahem ba'avonam." But this pasuk does somehow say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused some ra, and that's what the Gemara picks up on. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Beis, where the Gemara says, "Three psukim, help us out." Il mali shalosh mikros halalu nismotetu raglayim shalsona Yisrael. Without these psukim, then we would have no basis to have any defense against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first one is Chad Tachziv Asher Hariyosi. Right, what does Rashi say? Akshav yesh lanu pischon peh shehu garam lanu shabar yetzahara. He gave us yetzahara, so it's more challenging for us. But he says, he quotes three different psukim. The first one is right here, Vasher Hariyosi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow caused. The Marsha says there, now literally, obviously, it's our fault if we don't do what we're supposed to do. Vadai, says the Marsha, Ein zataina amitis b'mishpat, shari nitna habachira la'adam, kubo sha'amara b'kidushin, barasi yetzahara, barasi tavlin, shiatora, shimokein hutra ritzua, v'ein kanzchar v'onesh. What are you going to say? It's Hashem's fault for giving us the yetzahara. We have nothing no responsibility. Aval kedela zakoso nitna habachira la'adam, shinatzecha yetzahara, v'yizkel yom adin. Our yetzahara was given to us for us to overcome it. Eladachikama, this is what it means. The yeshlonu pischon peh v'tayne ksas b'mishpat. A little bit. Shalonu spodetu legamri b'mishpat al shabar alonu yitzahara shagorim lanu avonos v'chatoim v'roi li ozochen b'din achar shi'anshu al chetam. After we get punished, we have an idea to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come on, you kind of started it, so please have some rachmanis. Okay, so that's v'asher harei osi. V'sadi esat solei ala she'eris, and I bring those that are limping back, and those that are far away to a great nation, and everybody's going to come back to Yerushalayim, and is going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. And now Hashem continues, calling us all different beautiful names, Migdal Eder. Migdal Eder is the name of a place in Brachos. But Hashem calls Am Yisrael Migdal Eder. The Rabbeinu Bachai says on that pasuk in Brachos that all of us are called Migdal Eder because what happened to Migdal Eder? Binyamin was born. That's where the Shvatim were finished. Rabbeinu Bachai, Brachos, Lamed Vav Chaf Aleph. V'sham ba'oso ha'makom nishlemu ha'shvatim ki binyamin shenolat sham hu haya tashlum ha'shvatim. And that's what he quotes this pasuk. Rabbeinu Bachai, nu micha. V'alzah marakasa v'atam Migdal Eder. Ofel bat Siyot. So back to the pasuk. You, Migdal Eder, the tower, right, we are called the tower, the Hashem's sheep that go to the tower. Ofel Basiona, Decha, Tese, you bring us. Uva Hamem Shalah, Rishonam, Amlechas, Labasi, Rishalai. The original Malchus, David HaMelech, is going to come back. Atalama Sari Reyas. Now we get back into a little bit of Musar. Why are you looking for other friends? Why are you looking to other nations? To Rashi quotes, Malchi Mitzrayim, Malchi Ashur, Hamelech Inbach, Hashem is not amongst you. Im Yoatzei Chavad, you think the advisor is lost? That you have to feel like a woman having childbirth. The Malbim says, a woman having childbirth, right before the baby comes out, she feels pain. So now they're going to go into Galus. So there's pain and there's shaking. Chuli v'gochi basion kayoleda. Why are you shaking like that? Ki ata teitzimi kirya. V'shachan basadi. You're going to go out into Galus. Uvasad Bavel. You're going to go to Bavel. Remember, Micha's talking 150 years before they went into Bavel. But this is the original Nevua, him and Yeshayo. Uvasad Bavel, Sham Tinat Seili, Visham Yigalech, Hashem Mikafai Vayach. And again, even though you're going to go into Galus, but this is all a positive parak. Hashem's going to save you. Viatan Esvolach Alayach Yoim Rabim, and there's going to come a time. Pashas, the Radak says, and most Mepharshim say this is talking about the times of Gog and Magog, that all the nations are going to gather, and they're going to think that it's time to punish the Jews once and for all, but really they're going to be punished. The Abarbanel says, no, this is talking about Rome. This is talking about when the Romans are going to come and finally be destroyed. And what happens? Ha'omrim, techanaf esachas b'tzion edenu. They say that they're going to destroy Tzion finally. Behema lo yodu machshavos Hashem. They don't realize what Hashem's thinking. Although evinu atzaso, ki kibsam kamir garna. Hashem brought them together like in a goer, like in a storage house, but only for their own destruction. Kumi vadoshi b'tzion, b'nei Yisrael are going to trample on them. Ki karne chasim barzel, I'm going to make your horn, B'nai Yisrael's horn, strong like metal, parso saya chasim nechusha, fatiko samim rabim, you'll be able to trample on the nations, vachramti lashem, and it'll all go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, they're going to come and think that it's going to be for them, but it'll really be against them. The Abarbanel here even quotes Josephus, who says that, what does it say here? The Gemara are going to say, techanaf. Chanifa, what's Chanufa? So the Barbanel quotes that at certain times the Romans didn't want he quotes when Nero and Caesar came to Yerushalayim, he didn't destroy us, he just wanted to get covered. Kimiasulam covered the Chanufa, Bishiasimu Nais Romi, Bishari Yerushalayim. Put a Roman flag there. Gimopam Bashana, Shiunichnam and Ishma Malayam. And he says that was fulfilled. That was a fulfillment of this pasuk that the Romans are going to just want the Chanufa to them. And finally, he ends off by saying, again, a question, what this pasuk is referring to, is it going back to the difficulties, but now if you're going to go into Galus, you're going to be in Avelus, or it's talking about the other nations, they're going to be in Avelus. Atah tisgodedi bas gedud, matzor sam aleinu, there's a matzor, bashevet yakol lechi, they'll hit on the cheek as shofet Yisrael. So again, pashtus, that seems like B'nai Yisrael are going to get hit, but Hashem is saying all these wonderful things are going to happen, but please try not to make the Galus happen in the first place at all. That takes us through Perek Dalet of Micha, and that is more than halfway. 7 prakim here in Micha, and we've gotten through 4 of them. Okay, we'll stop here.